This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said today that the H1N1 virus is now in all 50 states. It's a particular problem in the South. As we heard yesterday, some hospitals have set up tents to house patients with swine flu and to keep them from spreading the virus. And today in Charlotte, North Carolina, the two largest hospital chains began prohibiting visitors under the age of 18. From member station WFAE, Julie Rose reports.
Until word really gets out about the new visitor policy prohibiting kids under 18, scenes like this are going to be pretty common in Charlotte hospitals.
We have a grandmother that is with a sibling, and the mother is upstairs with the patient. And when they came this morning, they didn't know about the restriction, but they were gracious about it.
Martha White-Cotton is an administrator at Charlotte's largest children's hospital, run by Carolina's Healthcare Systems. That grandma isn't exactly thrilled to be stuck in the lobby, but her 5-year-old grandson got some surgical gloves to play with, so he doesn't seem too put out. White Cotton knows the visitor restrictions will be a bitter pill for many, but
it's definitely worth it because when you look at the children across the nation who have died because of the flu, they are children who also have other chronic illnesses. For every child I discharge alive, I know it worked.
The same is true for pregnant women, elderly patients, and people with weak immune systems. The swine flu is prevalent among children, hence the visitation ban.
Good morning. Can I help you?
People like Chris Wright now have the hard job of turning families away. She's director of patient services for Presbyterian hospitals.
We don't want to stronghold anybody. We're not going to chase them down. No, you can't. We're not going to do that. I don't want to deny grandma, who may be terminally ill, from seeing her granddaughter, or a granddaughter from seeing her grandma.
Other exceptions might include an emergency where a parent doesn't have time to get a babysitter, or a teenage mother visiting her own child. But making too many exceptions defeats the purpose. So there will be situations where long-term patients may have to go months without seeing their kids or siblings. Dr. Stephen Wallenhop says that's unfortunate. But as chief medical officer of Presbyterian Hospital, he also sees new flu cases showing up in his ER every day.
So we'd like to be sure we are more cautious than necessary. And then reflecting on that, we'd like to say that everyone did a good job of helping address this threat.
Wallenhop says the policy will stay in place until swine flu is no longer a significant threat. In the meantime, he prescribes a heavy dose of telephone and email contact to cut down on visitors who might bring the flu. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.